The world is going to end in 12 years.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
The world is going to end in 12 years.
Authoritarian communism.
The world is going to end in 12 years.
You can keep your doctor.
Communism.
End in 12 years.
Keep your doctor.
Communism.
In 12 years.
Communism.
In 12 years.
Communism. Communism. Communism.
What are those sounds? That's the sound of suffering. The audio portion of Commie Life. A dystopian nightmare that has, at times, covered vast portions of the planet. And, like syphilis and herpes, never really seems to go away. No matter how many times you kill it, it comes back. May Day is here. How ironic that the day commies have co-opted as their high holy day is also the nautical distress signal. Maybe it's not ironic at all. When commies are near, so is disaster.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
We're going to have some fun at commie expense with a selection of commie-hatin' haikus written by you, you wonderful, vulgar, incisive listeners. We'll get to those selections in a little bit. Stay with me. Now, we tend not to get overly political on this show other than to say that we don't like commies. They fuck up the world. Wherever they seize power, death and destruction and disease and scarcity and starvation and misery and death on a massive scale soon follow. There are simple reasons why communism does not work and never will work. And those elbow-patched poli-sci and history professors never ever mention those reasons. Capitalism is organic. Nobody invented it. Nobody wrote a book or a manifesto on how to do it. It just evolved on its own, naturally. Communism, on the other hand, is completely synthetic, concocted by a cabal of theorists, scumbags, and assholes. The most prominent being Karl Marx. How ludicrous that the head commie-in-chief, the original neckbeard, for all his braying about labor and workers, never worked a day in his goddamn life. Not one. He made his money the old-fashioned way. He married it. And then sat on his soft, squishy ass, spewing bullshit. But not just any bullshit. Lethal lies that have resulted in more suffering and death than many, many wars and plagues combined. Capitalism exists in harmony with human nature. In harmony with the nature of most creatures on this planet. And a huge part of that nature is to want to keep what you have, personal property, what you have worked your ass off to create or accumulate. Or keep what somebody else worked their ass off for and decided to leave to you as an inheritance. Nothing wrong with that. Not only are people hardwired in this way, when Moose, the guard dog of the Take No Shit Dojo, wraps his jaws around some yummy treat, he does not run to the dog across the street and give it to him. He guards his treats and swag jealously. He also guards his pack, me and my family. It all works according to nature. There was even a video on YouTube of a fucking snake coiled around an orange, his orange. And he was striking at some guy who was trying to grab the orange from him. Fuck off. That's my orange. The essence of communism is, of course, no real personal property. It's all communal. You know I'm a word freak. Ever wonder why you rarely hear the word neighborhood anymore? It's been pushed aside. Now everyone lives in a community. And beyond the physical community, there are jillions of virtual communities, huh? For ethnicities and sexual preferences and weight class and age and on, community. It's no accident. Another word that's been around forever and is getting popular again is collective. What the fuck does that mean? Well, simply, if commies run the show, thugs with guns and uniforms will eventually come knocking on your door to collect your stuff and redistribute that to the community so everyone can be equal. It's really simple shit. But because, at its essence, the notion is so repulsive to most people, commies bury it in a lot of meaningless verbiage. The real name of communism should be, gimme what you got. Communism is unnatural, artificial, man-made, dreamed up by fucked-up evil pricks. There are only two varieties of commies, stupid ones and evil ones. Lenin knew this. He called his vast minions of true believers useful idiots. You know what they look like. They love to sit cross-legged with their arms linked in solidarity, swaying from side to side as they sing.
Someone's crying, Lord, come by.
And as they do, there's a movie in their minds, Utopia. A place where everyone is equal. Equal, equal, equal. A world where midgets get to play center for the Lakers. Where everyone gets their own unicorn and lives in one big, busy, buzzy hive. Where everything is free. Free food, free medical care, free college, free housing, free transportation, free cell phones, free Wi-Fi, free birth control, free abortions. But I must correct myself. As they have replaced neighborhood with community, they recently realized that many of even the most uninformed useful idiots understand that everything could not possibly be free. So, in most instances, the word free is out. And the term access to is in. Have you noticed that? How many times have you heard fuckball commie politicians say, access to birth control, access to education? As if there's an electrified fence around the Trojans down at CVS. Machine guns and barbed wire guarding the gates at your local junior college. If you can question a useful idiot to the point where they admit that somewhere, somehow, somebody has to pay for something, the answer they've been provided by commie leaders is,
those rich fucks, they stole all their money anyway. That's the only way anybody gets rich. They're all fucking thieves.
The best example of a useful idiot is AOC. Although most useful idiots don't have a congressional seat, AOC is, at the moment, a very famous useful idiot. And on the evil side, Bernie. While AOC is clueless, Bernie knows exactly what he's doing and saying. And like all the evil commies, what he's saying is,
do as I say, not as I do.
He wants more power and more money. He's already a senator and a millionaire, but he wants more. Listen to how he was unmasked in that recent televised town hall.
Hi, Senator Sanders. Now that your tax returns have been released and you have been identified as a millionaire and in the top 1%, will you pay your fair share? And how do you plan to apply the policies that you have been talking about enforcing on top earners? Thank you, Senator Sanders.
Well, I happen to believe, Joe, that we have an absurd tax system. And while millions of people today are paying actually more in taxes than they anticipated, Amazon, Netflix, and dozens of major corporations as a result of Trump's tax bill paid nothing in federal taxes. I think that's a disgrace.
Did Bernie answer that kid's question? Fuck no. He immediately shifted the dialogue from himself to corporations. Then after he blathers on for a while, Bret Baier holds his feet to the fire and listen to what happens.
Wealthy people and large corporations that are making billions in profits should start paying their fair share of taxes.
But Senator, to your point and to Joe's point, your taxes do show that you're a millionaire. You did make a million in 2016, 2017. You're right, the 561 in 2018. But your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
Come on, we're hearing.
Did you hear Bernie choke? He literally choked at that question because it exposed him as the fucking lying fraud that he is. Why did he avail himself of those tax breaks? Why not pay the bigger taxes he wants the rest of the 1% to pay? Why does he need three homes? Where's the equality, Bernie? After he chokes, he again shifts the focus to Trump, and Baier pussies out.
I pay the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you got Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
The correct answer would have been, hey, Bernie, Trump's not here. You are. Answer the question. But Bernie didn't, and he never will, because he can't. So when the useful idiot kumbaya crowd is swaying with linked arms and dreaming of that cramped hive and unicorns, the evil leaders, ooh, those guys, they're counting their millions and jetting from mansion to vacation home to condo in the city. Just like Bernie. There are two quotations that tell us everything we need to know about communism. The first is from one of its godfathers and heroes, Lenin. This is a verified verbatim quotation from that pin-chinned prick. It does not matter if three-fourths of the world's population perished. The important thing is that the remaining one-quarter be communist. Wow, pretty clear, isn't it? And that statement has been realized in Soviet Russia, Red China, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, and now in the hellish shitshow Venezuela has become. Where communism flourishes, freedom dies, and so do people by the millions. Facts. Indisputable stone facts. The next quotation is from Ronald Reagan. How do you tell a communist? Well, it's someone who reads Marx and Lenin. How do you tell an anti-communist? It's someone who understands Marx and Lenin. Why hasn't Bernie sold two of his homes and given the proceeds to the working class he claims to be looking out for? Why does he have a seven-figure bank account? With his senatorial salary and Cadillac benefits, he'll be very, very comfortable as long as he lives. What the hell does he need with millions of dollars? On the idiot side, we have AOC, the perky-titted prophet, telling us the world will end in 12 years. Hand-picked by commie heavyweights and placed in that position to give her peer group someone with whom to identify. Chicks want to be her, guys want to do her. If old bald goofball Bernie is too musty and decrepit, then embrace young, vital, firebrand Alexandria. Where does that stupid word come from? Why are men never called firebrands? They always hang it on chicks. The fuck is a firebrand? Is that like a branding iron? Must be. Don't they give cattle and sheep a pain in the ass? Yeah, AOC's a firebrand. At the core of communism is lies and deception and hatred and, most of all, envy. And no matter what they use to camouflage it, it's all the fucking same. Socialism, democratic socialism, progressivism, it's all the same disease. No need to wonder why they have to keep changing the name. The stench of those 100 million dead bodies, dead of starvation, of firing squads, worked to death and frozen to death and beaten to death and tortured to death in re-education camps. That stench wafts up every now and then, so they have to change the name. And people have short memories. And with all education now, STEM education, what's history? American ignorance of history is catastrophic. Here's another person who attempts to uncover the real Bernie with this kick-ass question.
Hi, Senator Sanders. So my father's family left Soviet Russia in 1979, fleeing from some of the very same socialist policies that you seem eager to implement in this country. So my question is, how do you rectify your notion of democratic socialism with the failures of socialism in nearly every country that has tried it?
And do you think that... Thank you for asking that question. Is it your assumption that I supported or believe in authoritarian communism that existed in the Soviet Union? I don't, and never have, and I opposed it. I believe in a vigorous democracy, but you have asked me the question about democratic socialism. Fair question, and let me answer it.
Everything he set up to hear is a stall. Now comes the classic line of shit from every two-faced, fork-tongued commie creep, from Eugene Debs to Bernie.
It was the wrong communism. Drink my recipe. My commie Kool-Aid will create heaven on earth.
I happen to believe that in the United States, there is something fundamentally wrong when we have three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society, 160 million people. Something wrong when the top 1% owns more wealth than the bottom 92%. Something very wrong when 49% of all new income today is going to the top 1%. And something is equally wrong when we have a corrupt political system.
Bernie does not answer the woman's question, but gets right back to his talking points, which are always the same. Give me what you got. I'll decide who gets what. I wish old Bern could hear this. He could feel the burn. Commies really suck. And so in contempt of their fucking high holy day, and to drop a huge audio deuce on it, I asked listeners on Facebook and Twitter to please write me with their commie-hating haiku. And you beautiful people stepped up and have just blown me away. Why haikus? I like them. They're short. Only 17 syllables. To the point. Brevity is the soul of wit. And I like Japan. Never been there, but it's on my list. They make kick-ass cars, gorgeous women, and I could eat sushi until I grow fins and scales. And they don't like commies. So haikus, it is. Here we go. From someone calling themselves Now I'm Motivated. I like having food. Too bad for Venezuela. They must be hungry. From God's Lawnmower. Commies killed Cali. Now they rear their ugly heads with sights on Texas. From Bat Eater. Anti-Trump people do love socialism, but hate Russia? From Wong Erickson. Pinochet hero. Commies love free stuff. Have some helicopter rides. Lenin, Stalin, Marx, Trotsky, Mao, Castro, Chavez. Dead. Like they deserve. Ooh, like that. Did you know it's sick? Global communism killed 100 million. Thanks, Wong. From Jacob Smith. It hurts me too much. No food for my family. I'm ready for death. Now this one from someone called Pavel. I wondered if he... made a typo, because the first line says, I lie to get laid. And I thought, did he mean I like to get laid? But then when you really look at it, you realize this guy's pulling it inside straight. It's pretty cool. I lie to get laid. Karl Marx does make some good points. Commie chicks are cute. Thank you, Beville. Here's some from Jack Frack MacAttack. This guy is salt of the earth. Old school, I love it. Hanging by a noose or pushed out a helicopter. Make your mama proud. Liberals sprint left. All are shit-licking commies. Keep your guns handy. The 60s hippies made our schools commie havens. Our kids corrupted. So true. Thank you, Jack. This one from Andrew Gluck is very cool. Alexandria, NYC Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. Thanks, Andrew. Matt Young. This guy's got it going on. Check this out. Poor kids are commies. Until they earn a few bucks, they learn sharing sucks. Step right up, commies. A neat, free trip just for you. Helicopter rides. Wealth distribution? Entitled to my wages? Eat a lead sandwich. Thanks, Matt. Now here from Randy Duran are a couple of goodies. AOC is hot. She is a communist pig. Stay the fuck away. When communists rant, remember Larry Blydner. He don't take no shit. Thanks, Randy. From Schmen Madams. Ruined continents, genocide, and starvation. All commies should burn. Now this next guy, Jason Werlinger, oh my God. Maybe we found our own Shakespeare. This guy's prolific. I haven't eaten in more than 11 days. Bernie leads us well. Gestapo friends greet my family into camps. We're gonna have fun. I donated salary, every last penny of mine. The state knows what's best.
Capitalism is hard. I don't like it much. Change my diapers, please.
My cock is so small, communism is real cool. Please vote for Bernie. Heads in a blender. Bathe in a vat of acid. Commie disposal. Cactus in anus. Washing an elephant's cock. Communism's stance. Ban the things I hate. Force you to accept my rules. I'm a communist. Commies suck ass. Their ideas will never work. Abort their eyeballs. Wow. Jason, thank you. From Ryan Malady. Your commie red blood, nurturing fertile soil, is all you're good for. Ooh. From Jeff Wode. Satanic commies don't know falsehoods from the truth. They reject logos. And he asked me to be sure to use the Greek pronunciation for logos. Thank you, Jeff. Ooh, from my old pal Darren O'Neill. Socialism kills, but AOC is adult. Freedom is preferred. I feel as if that last line should be said with a Japanese accent. It has that syntax. I can hear that diamond-eyed old man from Kung Fu reciting it to Grasshopper. Freedom is preferred. Here's another from Darren. Bernie has made bank, but thinks Disney has too much. Give yours away first. Nice. Listen to Larry. Refuse to take any shit. Liberty lives on. Hey, thanks, Darren, and be sure to check out Darren's podcast at randomthoughts.com. That's R-A-N-D-U-M-B thoughts.com. He never misses. It's always a great show. Here's a final one from the missus, who is sort of a quasi-commie until I wised her up.
My bumper sticker on the Prius Daddy bought says, Sanders for Prez.
That's all we have for now. It's sure been fun. This is That Larry Show from the Take No Shit Dojo, where truth lives, right here at the crossroads of madness and enlightenment. Slide over to thatlarryshow.com for lots more content. There's a big archive full of episodes. In the next few days, I'll post the monthly bonus episode available only to Dojo members. How does one become a Dojo member? Well, at thatlarryshow.com, just click the Patreon button and open the gates of the inner dojo, where you'll find dozens of bonus episodes and where we get a lot more personal. There's also signed books, custom recordings, and the counsel of our wise senseis. This upcoming bonus episode delves deep into a delicate situation. What if one day you learned that you had an 8-year-old kid you never knew about? Could that happen to you? How would you handle the news? What if you already had a family you deliberately assembled? Well, that's happened to millions of other dudes since the dawn of time, and one of our listeners is going to tell us about it, and we'll try to help him sort it all out. So check it out, only at patreon.com/thatlarryshow. I'll see you next Tuesday or thereabouts, and until that time, fuck commies. And if you do, use protection. And take no shit.